So I get into the lesson. The first thing, memorizing facts. Okay, let us keep the easier things at last in our podcast and the difficult things at first in our podcast. So I said in the previous podcast that reading or memorizing facts are difficult. Reading 13,000 facts per hour is difficult, but we can make it simple or we can make it easier, but the time that you take to memorize that many facts will be more. But if you memorized, you can keep those facts in your long-term memory rather than in your short-term memory. So I am going to teach you some techniques that would help you to keep that facts in your long-term memory. The first thing is, most of the successful people use this technique to memorize facts, or whatever they want to memorize, they use this technique. So what is the technique? The technique is the imagination. So before imagination, they do certain things to convert the facts. Suppose if I tell you a word, this word, gemose. So gemose, what this word mean? You just think, do you know what this word means? Gemose, do you know what it is? No. Only you can understand this word only if you know the German language, because this word belongs to German. Gemüse, it means vegetables. So now it became simple to you that you can imagine vegetables in the place of Gemüse, isn't it? What it has made is, it has associated the new word Gemüse with the old word in your mind. The old word in your mind, vegetable. So Gemüse is associated with vegetables in your mind. But the problem of your mind is, as for now you can associate, but as time goes, you forget that association, or that the association breaks, your neural networks breaks, or some restriction comes in between your neural network and that association breaks. So you know Gemüse means something related to, but you are not sure, because as time goes, you forget it. So what we can do to pertain or to keep this association in your long-term memory? We have to do that, to remember this association for longer period of time, or for the extent of your life, you have to do certain things. Those things are, first, you have associated, you know what is Gemüse means, and you associated with the known word vegetables. Gemüse means vegetables. Okay, you know that. So you want to recall it. Whenever you come across the word Gemüse, you want to recall vegetable. So to do so, first thing you have to do is, you have to imagine, or you have to convert that word Gemüse, the word itself, the pronunciation, Gemüse. Can you listen it? Gemüse. This pronunciation is familiar to the word Gemüse, Gemüse. So now you can imagine ghee as well as you can imagine mouse, and even you can imagine vegetable. So just now you can relate ghee, mouse, and vegetables. How you can relate it? It's very simple. You create a story. So I can create a story for you, for this word Gemüse. So first take a pan and pour ghee. And you start frying vegetables. Suddenly a mouse falls on that pan. So now I have related all the three words in my mind as a story, as well as imagination. So now you can understand Whenever you come across the word gimouse, you will break that word gi and mouse. As soon as you break that word gi and mouse, that story will come in front of your mind, because your brain is very, very, very expert in remembering stories and remembering feelings and remembering taste and remembering sense. So your brain is very much capable in these things. You eat. Do you say you if you eat ice cream, so you remember the taste of the ice cream even now? But just think, have you said to your mind any time, have you said to your mind, remember this taste, remember the taste of the ice cream? You remember. Have you memorized it? No. Your brain itself has done it for you. So these senses, you no need to memorize. These senses like touch, taste, smell, these type of senses, the brain automatically memorizes. So we are using these senses to memorize the words you want to memorize or the facts you want to memorize. So you remember at last of this podcast, you have to first associate the words with the known word. Then you have to break that word into the known words, and you have to imagine, and then you have to create story. These are the procedures to memorize facts. So in the next podcast, we will look at the lesson in detail. Now let us see how to memorize an explanation. To memorize an explanation, explanations are given in paragraph. Actually, author conveys a message in a paragraph. He gives example, he gives definition, all that within a paragraph. So first of all, to understand an explanation, we have to understand where is that what, where is that why, and where is that how within a paragraph. When we found that, our job is to create a keyword, a single keyword which should be imaginable, which should be, it's a must. We have found what the answer for what in a paragraph, then we have to convert the definition that is given by the author in that paragraph for what, the question what, into a keyword. That keyword should be a single word, and that single word should be imaginable. Then we have to find the answer for question how within a paragraph, and we have to convert it into a single keyword or a multiple keyword, it depends. And that keyword should be linked, and that keyword should be imaginable. So after doing this all thing, we can easily connect or link by the method of association and imagination and story, creating story that we saw in the previous podcast. So after doing this, you will be able to remember or memorize this information for longer period of time, that is in your long term memory. Just try it. Let's see an example in the next podcast.